What's good, crypto? I'm your host, Marvin, here to bring you a daily scoop on everything that's going on in crypto. What a crazy ride that we've been on. Yesterday, we dipped down into the $39,000 region, and now we are seeing a bounce back. Is this a recovery bounce, or is this just a relief rally that we're going to experience, you know, some good stuff right now, and then are we going to see more downturn? Let's talk about what's going on in the world and what we should be focusing on in terms of, you know, the big picture. Let's talk about everything. And if you guys want to follow me on Instagram and Twitter, I'm at Media by Marvin. Come chat with me, hang out with me. I love to talk to you guys. I'm a photographer. My hair is all over the place. It's been a crazy day. Sorry for the late video. I usually do it earlier in the morning. But Monday through Friday, we come here to educate ourselves when it comes to investing in crypto to make life-changing wealth. None of this is financial advice. This is just pure entertainment. So make sure to do your own research and to do your own due diligence. Let's jump into the crypto and fear and greed index. We can see that we are in 21 extreme fear. We haven't seen this in quite some time. Yesterday we were at 27 fear, and you can see over the last month we've been just kind of in this downwards trajectory. But remember, in times of extreme fear is where you want to be buying. These are great opportunities, and during a bull run, these don't happen often. So it's definitely a great opportunity. If we look over the year, we were definitely in incredible greed before the May crash. Then we were in this area of accumulation over the summer during the mini bear market, or the correction, whatever you want to call it, the summer lull. And then we had a run back up as we started to reach back into the $53,000 region. My hair is really annoying me. And then we started to come back down as we started the Evergrande fear, the cascading effect of the liquidations, everything. Ever since we're at $53,000, we had this bit of a correction. Now let's take a look at the price action. Right now we are at 43,856, and the candle that we are currently at, we have still a couple hours until close, about 6 hours. If we're able to close where we're at right now, or even anywhere above the $43,000 region, that would be incredibly bullish. That would be an engulfing green candle that is incredibly bullish. If we're able to continue to move forward, I think that would be really, really good for the market, showing a lot of retail interest in buying. We wicked down to $39,000 yesterday, but we can see that we are printing a pretty solid and green candle, and I think there's a lot of good news backing this up as we continue to reclaim the $44,000, $45,000, $46,000 region. If we're able to get over the $47,000 region by the end of the weekend, we'll see that this will actually turn into quite the hammer stick. If we're able to close from 46,000 upwards, this would be an insanely bullish hammer candle. What is a hammer candle? Basically, that is the bull saying that, you know, what the bears try to push us down all the way, but they were unable to. If they were unable to, then that means the bulls are definitely strong and they will not let the price go down any further. So let's see if we're able to print a green hammer candle. If we are able to print a green hammer candle, I think that would be insanely bullish. If we're able to close over $47,000 by the end of the weekend, I think that would be insanely bullish as we continue to ascend and reclaim a lot of the moving averages that we have lost. And we look over the total market cap right now, we are at 1.96 trillion, which is a huge increase. We moved up 5.36% over the last day. We're at 1.8 trillion yesterday with a major decline as we continue to climb over the $2 trillion mark. That has been definitely a key area of support. And taking a look at the movers of the day, a lot of good green stuff, definitely with a lot of the good news coming up, and I will share with that with you in just a moment. But we see Ethereum at 3,072, Cardano at $2.25. It was actually under $2 yesterday. Binance Coin got hammered, definitely a big one that lost a lot of momentum at under $400 to $377. XRP at just a dollar. Solana moving really nicely, just almost at $150. I scooped up some Polkadot. I wish I had bought Polkadot earlier in the summer, but I didn't. But I found that the opportunity was too good to pass up, so I bought some Polkadot. I put some liquidity or some of my capital in there. I bought, you know, honestly, I bought a little bit of everything. I bought some Bitcoin. I bought some Polkadot. I bought some Cardano, I believe. I bought a little, very little bit of Solana. I bought some Harmony. I bought some VeChain. I bought a little bit of everything. Definitely a good opportunity to scoop up some cheap coins, just because I personally, I am of the belief that we are in a bull run and that this was just a way to get people to get scared out of their positions and sell their coins for cheap. Not a lot of people are going to be of the same mindset, but I do believe, I personally, my conviction is that we are in a bull run. If you don't agree with me, that's fine. But you need to do your research and understand why you hold to those convictions. And I just see that on a macro trend, on a bigger scale, I don't really care about the minute to minute, hour by hour. I look at the day by day and week by week, and I just see us moving in the right direction. And Bitcoin is showing strength right now, in my opinion. We were down 39,000. We're getting closer to 44,000. And if we're able to continue to move, I think, this is just my assumption, my belief, I felt like 39,000 was the 29,000 of the summer. Not a lot of people are going to agree with me with that, but I think tapping into 39,000 was the same effect that we saw at 29,000 this summer. And I think we're going to start moving in the right direction as we approach October. I think this was the final shakeout, and I think we're going to continue to move in the right direction. Let me know what you guys think. Some other good movers too, you know, everything is moving pretty well. You know, Algorand, a lot of the layer ones are moving very well, like Cosmos, Algorand, Terra. I don't think Terra is a layer one. I could be wrong. Let me know. I don't know a lot about Terra. Avalanche, Polkadot, Uniswap, all of the layer ones are moving over 10%. And that's where I moved some capital into. I was like, you know what? Those have been hot right now. They're probably going to be the first ones to recover very, very well. Top gainers of the day, Perpetual or Perp is up 20%. Arweave is up 16%. XC Infinity. Again, a lot of the layer ones are in the top recovery modes right now. Elrond, Holochain. I don't know much about Holochain. Algorand, Sol, Terra, Avalanche, Polkadot, Cosmos. All these are moving so well. So we're seeing some good recovery as we see Bitcoin getting closer and closer to $44,000. So we'll see what we close in today. But if we're able to close over $44,000 or even $45,000 today, this would be a super bullish candle, engulfing candle, closing over the wick of yesterday's candle, engulfing the previous candle. And then the next move up would be getting closer to the $47,000 mark. But I want to show you guys some news, some interesting tweets. Tyler S, one of my favorite YouTubers, who's pretty bearish about everything going on Evergrande, which is to be understandable, because what happened with Evergrande, or Evergrande, however you want to pronounce it, was so huge in China, and China has such a huge effect on all global economies, whether you want to agree with me or not. But he said this: if that was the dip, that would be magnificent. Bitcoin has now to reclaim the 21, the 50, and the 200 DMAs and breach the hardened resistance between 45 and 47. We need Bitcoin to breach through that. That's going to be the levels that we need to break through. So we have to be on the lookout for that. I seriously and sincerely hope global issues can be postponed another few months so that this cycle doesn't get messed with. I hate to say, but people are celebrating early. But a bounce at the 21 week and the $40,000 resistance is just the very first step here. I have all of my crypto, so I literally only benefit financially from Bitcoin and the market rising. But we all know how quickly emotions change in crypto, which is very true. Flip 47,000 and hold minimum, and it's more than appropriate to unleash our inner moon boys. So again, 45 to 47 is going to be the first, or going to be the hardest levels of resistance. So right now, getting over 44,000 is definitely a first good step, but we need Bitcoin to get to 45 to 47 and hold over 47. We have the weekly close in just a couple of days, and right now, the weekly isn't looking good right now, I'll be completely honest. But if we're able to hold and get to 47K by this weekend, I think we're going to be in a pretty solid position if we're able to hold it. Again, if we're able to get to 47 or higher, which we weren't unable to get over last week, but if we're able to get to 47 or higher and hold that, that would turn this candle into a super mega bullish hammer candle, in my opinion, and then we continue to move forward. Regarding Evergrande, break in China completing restructuring over Evergrande debt. Prices averted, bullish for Bitcoin. So basically, China owns everything. There's really no private company in China. Anything that's a China company, they're able to really get their hands on. So everybody was saying that this was going to be a huge crash, similar to what happened in 2008 with the housing crisis. My thoughts were this. China owns everything, and they can decide what they want to do with their companies and kind of provide liquidity and fix this. I think that Evergrande, I don't care, is too big to flop. They wouldn't let it happen. I think there's so much pride in China, and they wouldn't let themselves fail on such a large platform. So I'm not surprised that they were able to provide money and to the banks to make sure that this was taken care of. And Lark Davis also mentioned this, that China Evergrande unit says to make onshore bond interest payment on September 23rd. So they're going to be able to make their payments by tomorrow. So in my opinion, I think that this might be over. This might be at a stall for a while. But I personally I'm not surprised that this ended the way it did and we're able to move forward. I think this was just a temporary shakeout of the market to get everybody to sell their crypto or just a panic sell. Some other really cool news. Sorry, my dog is barking. One second. So yeah, sorry about that. Some other cool news. Adam Aron, however you want to pronounce it, he's the CEO of AMC. Basically, he put out a poll regarding acceptance of Dogecoin. They said they were going to be accepting crypto. But right now, he tweeted this, that Dogecoin was by far the highest ever read tweet in 24 hours, 4.2 million views. My most ever retweets, most ever replies, 140,000 votes, 77% yes, 23% no. It's clear that you think AMC should accept Dogecoin. Now we need to figure out how to do that. So stay tuned. This is super exciting. You know, as somebody who own some Doge. That's actually the way I got into crypto and why I'm so passionate about it. It's really cool to see that the CEO of AMC is open to accepting other forms of crypto, like Doge. So I think this is a great way to get, you know, people on board with crypto, showing how friendly it is, and the meme being so funny and like being used in so many marketable ways. I think it's just such a smart move for AMC, and I think it'll be a great way for people to use their crypto because people do want to use it. And to tie this all up together, Robinhood doubles down on the new cryptocurrency with the new wallet offering. So you can actually go right now on your Robinhood app, update it, and then join the waitlist for the Robinhood crypto wallet. I think this is going to be great for people to be able to own their crypto, be able to move it to other exchanges or onto a ledger, onto a hard wallet. And people who own a lot of their Doge on Robinhood could actually now use their Dogecoin or Bitcoin or Ethereum, whatever, and use it at AMC. They're going to be able to make purchases. So this is going to show a lot more utility for Dogecoin, for one, but many other cryptos. And I think this is just the first step. I think we're going to see Robinhood list more crypto onto their exchange. Let me know what you think. But I think all in all, I think everything is looking good. I think things are moving in the right direction. And I do believe that what we saw with crypto yesterday with the shakeout was just, you know, the whales trying to play whale-ish games and get people to sell their Bitcoin and sell their crypto and panic sell. Because a lot of the stats that were shown, you can go on Will Clemente or Willie Woo, they showed some interested analytics. And a lot of the people who sold in the last couple of days or in the last week are new retail owners. The whales have not been really selling any of their crypto, and it's people panic selling. And I think this is also due to over leveraged trading on exchanges. Let me know what you guys think. I'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll see how crypto is doing, but I think we're moving in the right direction. I think with this bullish engulfing candle, if we're able to close at 43,000 and higher, if we're even able to close at 44, 45, I think that's even more bullish. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay well, stay patient, and remember, when in doubt, zoom out. Peace.